The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
With the world watching on, U.S. lawmakers worked through the night to certify Joe Biden's election victory. After a day of chaos and violence incited by President Donald Trump, there are calls in Washington to have him removed from office. But just in the last hour, President Trump put out a statement saying there will be an orderly transition on January the 20th. I'm Olivia Quay. Now, U.S. Congress has certified President-elect Joe Biden's election victory, confirming that he will be sworn in as the U.S. president on January the 20th. Incumbent Donald Trump released a statement saying that even though he disagrees with the election outcome, there will be an orderly transition of power on Inauguration Day. But four people reported dead and 52 arrested after hundreds of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol in Washington, D.C., intended to disrupt the joint session of Congress to formally declare Mr. Biden's election win. Now, pro-Trump rioters broke through barricades and breached the Capitol building. Vice President Mike Pence was whisked off the dais and out of the Senate chamber. Senators were ordered to leave as well. But the mob soon charged into the chambers. In other parts of the Capitol, protesters made themselves at home, including inside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. About 3 hours later, the complex was declared secure, and debate in the Senate resumed more than 2 hours after that, where lawmakers and leaders denounced the violence in strong language. In the wake of the violence, Mr. Trump's accounts were suspended by social media platforms, at least temporarily. Facebook removed his video message to supporters, saying that it contributes to, rather than diminishes, the risk of ongoing violence. Twitter blocked his account as well for 12 hours, saying his tweets severely violated its civic integrity policy. Former U.S. President Barack Obama issued a strongly worded statement. He said history will rightly remember the day as a moment of great dishonor and shame for the nation. He added, quote, but we'd be kidding ourselves if we treated it as a total surprise. Well, President-elect Joe Biden called the rioting an unprecedented assault on U.S. democracy, saying scenes of chaos don't reflect the true America.
You heard me say before in different contexts, the words of a president matter, no matter how good or bad that president is. At their best, the words of a president can inspire. At their worst, it can incite.
Leaders around the world expressed their shock and disbelief. In Singapore, Senior Minister Teo Chee Hian said he had been up watching the scenes unfold, calling it a sad day. While Parliament Speaker Tan Chuan Jin described events as unbelievable and hoped the situation will stabilize and peace and order will prevail. Well, there's lots to talk about, so I'm now joined by foreign editor of The Straits Times, Bhagya Sri Gareka. Welcome, Bhagya. So let's talk about possible scenarios moving forward. There are reports that Mr. Trump's top National Security Council officials and a deputy White House chief of staff are considering resigning. Are you expecting more chaos within the Trump administration in the lead up to Inauguration Day on January the 20th?
Well, yeah, you're right. You know, there are reports that some officials are resigning. Some have resigned, actually. But these are not cabinet ministers. And, well, now you have less than 2 weeks to go until the inauguration. And it seems to me that the authorities are preparing for the worst. There seems to be potential for more unrest. And the reason is mainly because Mr. Trump has not, recanted his claims that he won the election by a landslide, that he's being deprived of a victory. And as we know, he has millions of supporters who believe him and, do his bidding. So therefore, this potential and the situation remains quite fraught. You know, I was reading reports that some security officials, just as the Capitol was being stormed, some policemen were actually taking pictures with the protesters as they were coming in. So that would show you the kind of, sympathy that exists for some of his supporters. And this is happening in the U.S. Capitol. What about the rest of the country? I think the authorities are alert to possibilities of unrest elsewhere.
Right. Well, the U.S. media are also reporting that Mr. Trump's cabinet is considering removing him under the Constitution's 25th Amendment. So, Bhagya, can Mr. Trump be removed before Inauguration Day?
Yes, that's right. He can be removed. The 25th Amendment that you mentioned actually allows the president to be removed if majority of his cabinet agrees to that removal. And if, for instance, he's unable to discharge the duties of his office. So if those two conditions are met, yes, he can be removed. The reports were that some Democrat members of, you know, the House of Representatives actually wrote to the Vice President Mike Pence to say that these conditions have been met, that Trump, you know, he's not able to process the results of the election. And they said does not appear to be mentally sound. He has attempted to overturn election results. He's by inciting violence and unrest. So because these two conditions are met, 25th Amendment should be invoked.
How quickly can removing Mr. Trump under the 25th Amendment happen?
It could be quick. So if, for instance, Trump does not contest his removal and he allows Mr. Pence to take charge, well, then that happens. But if he does contest it, then it does go ahead and it has to be voted on by Congress. That can happen. But the thing to note is that while that process happens, Mike Pence can stay in charge. So in effect, he would be out of office. So the other way to remove him would be through impeachment. You know, he was already impeached. Trump was impeached around this time last year, in January last year. And it can happen a second time. But as we know, that is a Congress-driven procedure and it is going to take longer. But that's an option as well.
Okay. Well, when Congress reconvened, lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, and including Vice President Mike Pence himself, denounced the violence at the Capitol building in strong language. We also saw several Republican senators who were going to object to states' electoral votes change their minds. So, Bhagya, does all of this mark the GOP distancing themselves from President Trump, or is all of this coming just a little too late with 2 weeks to go before, you know, a new president is formally sworn in?
I think you said it. It is too late. You know, at this point, even his closest political allies in the Senate and those who stood by him for all this while, Senator Lindsey Graham, for instance, so they have disowned the acts that Trump's, you know, indulged in, his attempts and claims that he won the election, he was deprived of victory. And a few days ago, there was a significant breaking by the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, another very prominent Republican, and who openly broke with him. But then this is very recent. This election was 2 months ago on November the 3rd. And if this still is a matter of discussion within the Republican Party, that just shows you the kind of dissension there is. The struggle within the Republican Party is only going to increase until, I guess, there is another leader who replaces Mr. Trump.
Yeah, good points there, Bhagya. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I've been speaking with Bhagya Srigareka, The Straits Times' foreign editor.